There was a defining moment there in Ulaga because it was April 26th, 1991, an F4 tornado.
At 9:44 p.m.
Say that time again.
At 9:44 p.m., yep. April 26th, 1991, 9:44 p.m. Largest natural disaster ever to strike a school in the history of the state of Oklahoma.
It caused $10.5 million in damage. It was an F4 tornado, and so then tell us what you did. You obviously had to go out and speak in the community, and to discuss the disaster and the recovery. Tell us about that moment.
It was a huge learning experience. I already knew about the importance of communication, of building relationships. That was what I built my career on, listening to other people, communicating. And we managed to rebuild that school in approximately 70 days. And it attracted a huge amount of attention. I was in the doctor program at Oklahoma State. I was working on my dissertation, and my advisor called me, and he said, Keith, you're going to do your dissertation on the aftermath of the tornado and the reconstruction. I said, I'm already into my dissertation. I don't want to shift off. He said, this is the largest natural disaster ever to strike a school in the history of Oklahoma. You're doing your dissertation on disaster preparation and recovery. Well, who was I to argue with? He was the chair of my committee. It turned out to be a very fortunate thing for me. We did rebuild the school. We did start on time. We had enormous difficulties replacing the entire transportation fleet. Fortunately, I had a guy by the name of Bob Boyd, who was my deputy superintendent at Ulaga, and he was actually a cabinet maker on the side, meaning that he really understood reconstruction. He really understood and was an expert in that area. And with Bob's help and my holding the community together, and working with the community like I did. Next thing I knew, I was on the circuit. I was getting regular phone calls from people. It was, after all, the largest natural disaster ever to strike a school in the history of the state of Oklahoma. So I went on the circuit, and little knowing that it would have a transformational impact on my career. I had a very high profile. I was talking all the time about disaster preparation and recovery, and then the offers began happening. I won't even divulge where some of the offers came from. All I'll say is that Bill Sawicker was retiring from Claremore, and Claremore was in close driving distance to Ulaga, where my wife was very happy. By then, she was the high school librarian, had been for several years, very happy with her job.